This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back.
We're Hello. So bad at intros.
We say that every time.
It's just a known thing. People have to just be used to how awkward we are in the beginning.
Well, how do you actually start one?
So, how's your life going? Like, I don't know.
We need to work on that.
It's like we're on a first date. We're like trying to, like, I'm like, so.
So, what do you do for a living?
Anyway. Wait, you know what's so funny? This is sidetracked, but I was reading, or I was watching, you know, like, Avery Ovard
and Aspen Ovard.
I'm sure you guys know them. They did a sister Q&A together, and someone asked them, when did you guys meet? And I was like, sisters.
When she was born. Well, because
I met you in the hospital.
Right. Well, I was, this is irrelevant, but I was saying for them, a lot of people, including me, didn't know they were sisters until like maybe a year and a half ago.
Okay. But what about like the fact that they like have the same last name? They
look
the
I
same.
Just never, you know, I don't look at those things.
Anyway, as we talked about, and I think it was the last episode, or one of the last, I can't remember, but Kenzie got an apartment.
I did.
It's finally, it's happening as we speak.
It is happening. I am sleeping in the apartment.
And tell us all about it. Give us all the details.
I don't think I've had the, like, obviously I'm really excited and it's so fun, but I haven't had the actual experience just because I've been moving everything.
You mean like you haven't like been able to settle yet?
Yeah. It's still not like to its best potential.
Of course.
You know?
You had, like, the movers came, all the furniture's in, besides, like, the stuff that hasn't arrived yet, which is, like, the couch and the coffee table, which, like, literally since COVID, all of the, like, shipping and all of the furniture has just taken extra long, like, Kenzie knows, but I got a couch for my apartment, and I ordered it before I moved in, and I didn't have a couch for 8 months.
Yeah, we sat on the floor most of the time.
Or bean bags.
Mm-hmm.
It was just super awkward.
Or the like two chairs that you had
the two white chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. Like, I'm not, it wasn't like a problem, but it was just a bit like, everyone knew a couch was going there. And mm-hmm. I'm like, it'll be here soon, right. 8 months later. But yours is not going to take 8 months, hopefully.
We'll see. Urban Outfitters is just a pain
but
sometimes.
They're
their furniture is top tier.
I would say to anyone that like wants to get really, really, really cute furniture that's not super expensive, because nice furniture, it just is pricey. It is what it is. It's an investment. And I think like Urban Outfitters, yes, there are very expensive pieces, but there's also things that are better than shopping at a higher end. You know,
right. And it takes a long time, but it's worth the wait. True. Always. It True. Never disappoints. So. True. So I can't really complain.
Yeah. But, like, how is it just so weird for you? Like, because obviously I had my, like, feelings when I moved out. But I also, like, when I moved out, I knew that, like, I had a very, how do I put this? Like, I moved out with the intention knowing, like, okay, I know that my mom is still okay because Kenzie is at home. But right. now that you're moving out and you're, like, kind of, you know, repeating what I kind of went through like 2 years ago, how does it feel? Like, how do you feel being the last baby out of the house? Like,
I thought it would be really easy because you already did it, and it was definitely hard when you moved out just because, like, oh, it's her first baby to leave. But now I feel like
it's harder
for her because now all of her babies are grown up.
All of
which
them.
I completely literally all two of them, which I completely understand. Like, yeah. That's probably the hardest thing for a mom.
Yeah.
But I always tell her, I'm like, you just have to let me grow up
because
it's like, I'm not going to be a baby forever.
Yeah. I feel for all the moms. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a mom. I don't know what it's like, but like, and that was my mom's like, you're not a mom. You don't understand. And I'm like, I know that I do, but like,
yeah. It's hard.
It must be so hard, especially when you go from, like, our mom, literally, since we did the show, like, she has been a stay-at-home mom. She filmed with us, and now she's been a stay-at-home mom. And so, from going from, like, literally 0 to 100, literally always spending time with us, always being with us, and then going from that to, oh my God, my kids are gone.
But you know that she is going to be walking our dogs every day. She's going to be coming over to help me with something.
Mm-hmm.
So, but since you have the moving out experience.
I'm so experienced.
Since you have
all 2 years of it.
I mean, yeah, but that's like,
I guess you learn a lot in the 2 years.
I'm like, how do I run the dishwasher? I don't understand. Yeah. But regardless, were you scared sleeping in your place alone?
I still get scared sometimes. Like, I think, but that's just because I'm a scaredy cat. And I think the worst, and I, like, read into things, which I shouldn't.
When Boots barks at something, it's just, like,
also,
hell broke loose.
Also because dogs see things. I know they do.
Yeah,
I know.
For sure. It's true.
And I just, like, this only happened, like, twice. Boots, like, was staring at the corner, barking at it aggressively. And I was, like, literally in my bed, and I was, like, up against the bed frame, and I'm, like, Boots, who's there?
I remember,
can't see him, but I know there's someone there.
I don't know if we talked about this before, but one time, I think, did we talk about this on the podcast?
What?
Maddie called me. It was maybe like 9:30. It was pretty early in the night.
Okay.
And Maddie FaceTimed me. You FaceTimed me. I'm telling them. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
She FaceTimed me, and
I'm nervous.
Was like,
I've done this multiple times.
Was like, Kenzie, you have to come over. Which, by the way, I did not drive at this time. So I was like, how can I come over? And she was like, Boots is barking at the front door, and there's someone breaking into my house. And I was like, Maddie, no one's breaking into your house. I just see her, like, walk down the stairs a little bit, look, and then, like, run back up to her room like a crazy person. And I was like, Boots is probably barking at your neighbor that's getting into the door next to you. Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's hard. I definitely get scared, but I think now that I've been in my place long enough, I, like, find security in that. And I also, like, you know, Eddie lives there with me. But now this is an adjustment again because he is on tour right now. So I'm literally home alone.
Well, guess what? You can sleep
but
in my place tonight.
Oh, my God, I should.
Do you want to have a sleepover tonight?
Yeah, but I also think that, like, it is so I'm so happy now because you literally live 4 minutes away from me.
I know.
If anything happens, now you don't have an excuse, and I'll say, Kenzie, you need to get here right now, and you have 4 minutes to get here.
I can ride my bike, honestly.
Why don't you drive your car? That is faster.
Because the drive is so pretty. That's why.
Oh, my God. Because that's what you're going to be focusing on when I have someone.
Oh, when someone's breaking into your house?
No. Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm saying if I need you to come over quickly.
Then I will drive my car.
You're like, I'll just take my good old,
Stroll. Okay.
This is so funny. So we were moving the other day into, like, I was helping Kenzie move. And we found this really cute mirror, but we wanted to spray paint it because we didn't like the color of it. And in between coats, we were in, like, the garage. And in between coats, like, paint coats of it drying, we needed to, you know, distract ourselves so we could let it dry. And it, like, just staring at it is not going to make it go any faster. So Kenzie has two electric scooters. So we just started. Well, first we were running back.
We did one pass of like doing some like cardio. And then we got back and then we did another coat. And then we were like, I was like, Maddie, I have electric scooters. And by the way, I'm the only one in this apartment so far. Like there's no one else here. So we just rode around for so long.
It was so nice. I actually love those electric scooters, and we should ride them through the neighborhood.
Yeah, we really ditched the cardio, didn't we?
I know, but hey, that's like a different form. Right. You're still getting some...
Not really at all. They're electric.
Getting your heart rate up.
A little bit. From the wind blowing through your ear. Oh my God.
There's no wind. We're like in the garage. There's like no... We're like closed
I'll
in.
Just...
Yeah, exactly. But do you have any other like questions? Like obviously... Like, and I mentioned this, and I think we talked about this in the last episode, is, like, you really, once, you obviously have a specific routine when you live at home with your family, but when you move out, you really find your own routine, and mm-hmm. things change, and, like, you find what works for you, or even if, like, mom used to put this certain object in this cabinet, you might put it somewhere else, because it just works better for you, like, right. Are you already, like, seeing, kind of, like, seeing how that's gonna work, and how that, like, changes?
Yeah. I think because right now my mom is staying with me because obviously I'm not 18 yet. So, I can't really, she doesn't want me to live alone yet, yeah. which I completely get, but she's like starting to put her things away in the kitchen. And I'm like, Mom, that doesn't go there. And she's like, what do you mean? Yes, it goes there. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. So that's been
that's
like,
good though. You're the
it's
boss.
Been a thing.
It's your place.
For
and
sure.
She's just helping you adjust for a little bit. And then,
but she loves the place. So it's good. But yeah. I think the one thing I'm nervous about is when people start moving in, like I'm so awkward when it comes to meeting like strangers.
Yep. Do you want
to
know
I'm
a
like,
funny story?
Am I supposed to, like, talk to them, say hello, bring them something? Because
no.
I've been the first one there. Do I bring... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What were you saying, though?
I had a family that lived next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they... It was a couple, and they just had a baby. And it was, like, 10 o'clock at night. Eddie was playing his guitar. Not even, like, it wasn't loud.
Mm-hmm.
But we hear a really loud knock on our door, and I quickly opened it, and it was the next door neighbor, and he was like, oh, can you just turn it down? It's too loud. I can't sleep. Like, cussed at me a little bit, and I was like, oh my gosh, of course.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. I closed the door, and then I was like, okay, like, it's 10 o'clock, but then I realized, oh, he's newborn. Like, of course, he's tired, and he's upset, because it's like, he hasn't probably slept since the
right.
baby was born.
Yeah, it's probably just
totally
because he
but
hasn't slept.
Also, like, we're so young, we're not gonna be sleeping. Well, now
you
I
will.
Go to bed. 9:45. But like, you know what I'm saying? So it was that dynamic. And then the whole next day I was spiraling to Eddie. I was like, do I bring him flowers? Do I write him a card? What do I do? And then I like some time passed. I didn't do anything because Eddie was like, it's fine. You said sorry. It
right.
wasn't even you. I was playing the guitar. It's fine.
Right.
And then a few months later, they were packing up all their stuff. They left. Like, they moved out. And he was in the garage, like, holding a box. And I was like, you're out? And he was like, yeah, I'm out. And I go, congratulations. That's, like, what my response. I was so awkward. I didn't know what to say. I said, congratulations. And he was like, thank you. And I was like, that's congrats. And then I walked away.
I would have been like, did you move out because of me?
Literally, I was like, oh, thank God. Now we can, like, play the guitar.
Right.
No, but. I get it. They want to, they're a family. They want to, like, actually
right.
be in the
place. I would have been overthinking, like, oh, that time probably
now,
just.
Now I'm thinking.
I'm a like, terrible neighbor. Like.
Now that's what I'm thinking. But the new neighbors moved in, and I kind of met them. I literally know three people in my apartment, and I've lived there for 2 years.
Every time I come into your building,
you don't
there's
see anyone.
No one there. Maybe, like, one person.
So the moral of the story is, like, you might not even have to worry about me, like, making friends.
But mine's all one floor.
That's true.
So, like, I'm going to...
Good luck on your journey. Right? Just don't say congrats if someone leaves out, because it's super awkward. Like, they don't know how to receive it.
Guys, today, this is really random, but so, like I said, I'm the first one that moved into this, like, complex, and I opened the door because I had, an acting lesson today, and a guy, I don't even know who this guy was, and he looked at me and goes, wait, you live here? And I was like, yeah, I live here. And he goes, no one lives here. This is abandoned. And I said, no. I mean, I have my keys. Like, I live here. And he's like, no, because I talked to the owner of the building.
He's,
and,
like, accusing you of lying.
Yeah, he was like, no, I talked to the owner of the building, and no one lives here. And I was like, that's really awkward.
You're like, do you want
to
come in?
I was, but then he came up to my door and knocked on my door, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, who is this man? Like, I just let him in. This is, like, really bad. And he goes, are you sure you live here? And I said, I mean, I am in my building. And he looks at my guitar and goes, you play the guitar? And I was like, no. And then he was like, okay. So who rented you? I'm like, I live here.
So
like,
what? Who was he?
He was like the electrical company or something doing inspections. Right. But I was so nervous because my mom wasn't there. And it was me and my acting coach. And so I'm like running up and down.
Acting coach, she's made.
She was like. She told him, she was like, I'm pretty sure she lives here. And
that's,
I was like,
so funny.
Oh my God, like, this is so stressful. I was like, what do I do?
That's hilarious.
I'm always like, who do I call in that situation? Do I call the landlord?
Yeah, that's hilarious. I would be like, I know. Maybe I don't live here.
Like, maybe this is the wrong building.
I'm like, you're right. He's like, whose dog is that? I'm like, I don't know,
that's what that would be you. I was actually being very, I was like, I'm pretty sure. I was like,
you're like, I don't, you this, can come, like, this is
you
want to
have some coffee? You want to come hang out? You want to watch my acting lesson?
Yeah, oh my God, that is hilarious. What is one thing, do you think, that is, like, gonna help you settle the most? Like, is there a specific thing that makes you comfortable, like, at home? Is it just your dog, maybe, or is it, like...
My dog, but I feel like the most put-together thing right now in my place is my dining table.
It's,
I feel
so
like
cute.
It's...
It really feels homey, like, right? When you look at that area.
Like, the living room is a mess right now, and the kitchen is somewhat of a mess, but, like, the dining table, when I just look at it, I posted a picture of it on my, like, my backup Instagram, and yeah. I was just like, oh,
it looks so
homey already.
It does. And it's so amazing that, like, I would say, too, we're very fortunate, you know, we have worked, you know, very hard and saved up for, like, mm-hmm. getting our own places, but, like, we really got to pick the pieces that we've dreamt of having in our apartment, right. And I think it's so cool that, like, we get to do that, and we're very lucky, so lucky that we're able to do that on our own.
But 100%. And both of our places are really cute. So.
Totally. You gotta manifest it, and then it comes. Like, literally, Kenzie and I put together mood boards for her apartment, and literally we got all the furniture that she wanted. Like,
yeah.
Well, some things we altered, but, like, you really, everything that you really, like, wanted, you manifested it into real life.
Oh. I'm so happy nothing broke on the way.
Except you did lose an entire box of, like, all of your underwear and sweatpants.
Bathing suits. Yeah, it's...
There's one.
You know, I'm not really thinking about that right now because I'm worried about my furniture.
That's true.
But you can always buy new underwear and bathing suits.
That's true. That's true, I guess.
But we'll see how it goes. I'll let you know.
Yeah, that's true.
If I find it.
Do you feel nervous to sleep alone? Like, have you slept there alone yet?
Yes.
Oh, the first night.
Well, no, Dakota was there.
That's true.
But, like,
I'm saying you.
No, I have not.
Are you going to be nervous too?
No, actually. The first, when I was just hanging there by myself at night, I was kind of, like, weirded out because also, like, hearing things outside or, like these kids were just blasting music on their bikes, and I got really terrified because I was like, what's happening? But honestly, I feel really comfortable. Like, it already feels like a home, which is really important.
I know you're capable. I think you're going to do amazing, and I think this is going to be a really big, important step for you in your life, and I think you're going to thrive.
Thanks. Since you have, we talked about this, but you've lived on your own for 2 years, so what would you
give someone, like, what advice would you give someone that wants to move out on their own and live by themselves?
Well, you have to make a lot of sacrifices, probably, you know, to move out and save up and do everything. But I would say, like, don't listen to what anyone else thinks, like, especially in terms of, like, styling your apartment. Like, it's about self-expression, and if you love something and maybe someone else doesn't, just do it because it'll make you happy, and you're the one living in it, and you're the one waking up and going to bed in it. So it's, like, really important to make it your own and make it a safe environment for you to want to hang out. Because I know a lot of people that live in apartments, and they don't necessarily feel at home, so they're always going out, so mm-hmm. they don't have to stay home. Right. But I made it a really important thing to me to, like, make my apartment a really homey place. As soon as I get home, I light all the candles and I, like, turn off lights and put lamps on. Like, I set the mood to make it, like, really nice to where I love hanging out in it and I feel, like, really safe and calm.
Right.
And it calms my anxiety a lot. So I would say that's, like, my best advice or something that I really, like, cared about and made it a priority, and I'm so happy I did. And I feel like you'll do that too.
Yeah. Maddie does this thing, and Eddie and I laugh at it all the time. But
that I hate overhead lighting?
Yeah, just like when we have dinner, like we've had dinner like maybe a few times together at her place, but the last time we had dinner, it was like pitch black in
her. It was not. I had three lamps on and candles.
But we're eating dinner and it's like so dark.
Yeah, what about when you go to a restaurant and it's moody and dark?
But that's like a restaurant. This is like, Eddie and I were laughing. I'm not saying it's like a bad thing, but it's just funny that like we're eating dinner like with one light on and we're like,
Let me interject. Whenever you and Eddie and I are together, you guys team up on me every time. Like you guys always take a side, each other's side.
You know, I don't think that.
I think so. It's okay. I love that you guys are different.
I love Eddie.
Well, I love you. I'm just so happy for you. And you guys are going to die. I'm sure you're going to share more photos of your apartment.
Yeah, you're very private, but I'm sure I'll be showing the whole thing.
It's so cute. Well, I'm so happy for you. And thanks. To anyone else moving out, good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844-4TAKE20.
See you next time.
Bye.